Chapter 27 A True Friend. Verity called Peter's home every other day, hoping they could go to visit him, but each time she was told to wait. Peter was now home from the hospital, but his mother was worried that if he laughed it would undo the healing. "He just needs total quiet for a little longer, dear," she said. So Verity contented herself with sending a card and a book. Mr. Symons had lent her a book called When Jesus Became God. It was an excellent historical account of the development of the doctrine of the Trinity, written in a dramatic story form. Having received Mr. Symons' permission, she passed it on to Peter. They had been back at school for a whole week before Mrs. Bryant finally invited them over. On the way, Mrs. Lovell picked up a fruit basket and a card for him. They were all feeling somewhat nervous. Thomas especially looked very pale, and Verity could see that his hands were shaking. Mrs. Bryant greeted them all at the door with what seemed to Verity a determined look to be kind. Verity wished that she'd had an opportunity to meet Peter's mother before such a horrible incident had taken place. Nevertheless, the gentle lines on Mrs. Bryant's face gave evidence that she was more used to forgiving others than holding grudges. Verity was surprised at how pretty and youthful she looked, even though her hair was perfectly snow-white. Subconsciously, Verity had expected Peter to look like he did before the incident. After all, the fight had happened 2 whole weeks ago. However, he still had bandages over one eye and his nose. His face was rather discoloured from bruises and scars, and he was lying back on the couch very quietly. Seeing him like this brought reality to the whole ordeal. "Oh, Peter!" she exclaimed in dismay. "Peter's just fine," replied his mother in a cheerful voice as she closed the door behind them. Smiling weakly, Peter quietly called out his own greeting, and Thomas started nervously towards his couch. He broke down in tears halfway across the room. "I'm so sorry, Peter," he blurted out, kneeling beside him. "I've been so selfish. I don't know what came over me that night. I know you were only trying to help. I hope you can forgive me." Peter looked surprised. This was certainly a very different Thomas to the one he knew. He laid his hand on Thomas' arm. "That's okay," he said awkwardly. "I understand all you've been through. We'll be good buddies yet." Verity sat down on the floor beside the couch. "Peter, you were so brave to try and help Thomas that night," she praised. Peter managed something a little like a laugh. "I'm glad you think it was bravery," he grinned, speaking weakly. "I've been deriding myself for being so incredibly foolish. One person walking into a wild party to talk sense to a drunken man." He shook his head incredulously. "Whatever was I thinking?" They all laughed sadly. With his emotions now in check, Thomas said soberly, "Peter, thanks for being such a great friend. I know it can't possibly make up for what I've done, but this has really turned my life around." He wanted to say more, but confessing in public was rather difficult. Nonetheless, Peter could see by looking into his earnest face that he had definitely changed. "Thomas, if we're finally going to be friends, then I'm glad we've gone through this," Peter said generously, much to Thomas' surprise. Verity wished she could tell Peter all that had happened since that horrible night, but she knew she would have to wait until she visited him alone. Meanwhile, she could hear her mother apologizing to Mrs. Bryant again. Kara had already had a few apologetic conversations on the phone with the Bryants. "Thanks again," Kara said, "for being so understanding towards Thomas. I appreciate that so much. This has really changed him already, and he still has to face sentencing by the court in 6 months' time." It was so good to see Peter again that Verity wished they could stay all afternoon. However, she soon got the feeling that Mrs. Bryant was anxious for them to leave. Kara also seemed to feel this was the case, as she said, "Well, we should be going. Thanks so much for letting us apologize to Peter in person." As his mother went to get the coats, Peter caught Verity's eye and held up the book that she'd sent him. "This is great," he said, straining a little to speak. "It's entertaining to read, and what an eye-opener. I had no idea the bishops who formulated the teachings of the Trinity were so unchristian in their behaviour. I can't believe all the cheating and lying and hatred they had for one another." He paused, trying to speak quietly. There was more concern for status and position than for establishing any truth. "We'll have to discuss it when you're feeling better," she said. "I hope that will be soon." "It will," he promised softly. "Another week should do it." Thomas shook Peter's hand. "Can I help you keep up with your schoolwork?" he asked. Peter was pleased. That would be a great idea. Final exams are only, what, 2 weeks away? Thomas nodded. I could walk here after school and catch a ride home later with my mum from the IGA. So it was settled. Mrs. Bryant was very happy with the idea. Verity was too. She had long hoped that one day this friendship would grow.